This is Twit.
Instagram has announced, who knew? It will no longer let adults message teens who don't follow them.
Huh, that's great.
That's about time. I didn't even know that you could.
Yeah.
My daughter gets foot requests all the time.
Wait, what?
Sorry? Never. No, can you repeat that?
Nope. I gotta go there.
Because it is to the thing. Like, she would, obviously, again, me and her have a great relationship. She explains everything to me, and she comes to me, you know, obviously she blocks the people that send her inappropriate stuff, but people do. And the one time, the one guy went and came through another thing, and I reported him, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, dummy me, what I should have did was say, hey, PayPal me to $500, and I would send him a picture of my feet, or like alligator feet, and then report him after I got the $500 and blocked him.
Go, ew.
This is great for him to finally do this.
Ew. Facebook, however, after announcing Instagram will no longer let adults message teens, has announced that they are going to make an Instagram for kids under the age of 13. What could possibly go wrong?
They'll never use it unless they're five and their mom's running their account.
Yeah.
They have Finstas. They're not going to use, they're not going to do that. I mean, that's the problem with that.
Internal Instagram post obtained by BuzzFeed News says, quote, we have identified youth work as a priority for Instagram and have added it to our H1 priority list. Youth work.
You know, youths. Like you know, youths. When they were like minors and stuff back in the day. Instead of exploiting children by sending them on the ground, we exploit them with ads.
Yeah. This is Vishal Shah, who's Instagram's vice president of product, writing on an employee message board. But, of course, nothing is private these days. We will be building a new youth pillar within the community product group to focus on two things. This is, I think, informative about how they think about these things. Accelerating our integrity and privacy work to ensure the safest possible experience for teens and building a version of Instagram that lets people under the age of 13 safely use Instagram for the first time. For the first time. Actually, Instagram, like almost everything else, because of COPPA, the Child Online Protection and Privacy Act, will not allow you to join if you're under 13. But, of course, I don't think that stops anybody. They don't make any real effort to verify that. But
this makes me think about cigarettes when they used to advertise to kids. Yeah. People understand that if you don't start at a certain age, then you're not going to continue on.
So get them young.
Yep. Huck get them young, indoctrinate quickly. And people will, once you're used to an ecosystem, you're comfortable. You're going to stay and keep on using it. That's their thought. That's their hope for it. Even though, this is not good. Social media is not great for kids because most kids don't understand what they're doing, what they're posting. Not everyone has Owen as a dad. Let's just say it. Owen, you have to be all of our dads.
He's a good dad. Yeah, be all our dad. Yeah.
And you should start. This has nothing to do with indoctrinating them. This has to do with TikTok and Snapchat. They are losing the youth at an alarming rate. They need to do something to bring the youth back because, sending a kid to Instagram is like sending them Facebook or a letter by pigeon. They don't want to go there. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not on TikTok, it's not real.
Now, maybe this is not the the audience, but when I watch TikTok, a lot of TikTokers say, check out my Instagram account. Like they do both, but that's like people trying to be influencers, you're saying.
It's also the fact of, check out my YouTube channel.
Right.
Check out my Twitter. Check out my whatever. If you're already here and you love me, I need you to love me on other platforms to build up my, maybe I can get you here and get you there. So that's why I do it. But 90% of what you watch on Instagram anymore that's interesting has a TikTok name floating around it. They've already posted it on TikTok, and then they put it on Instagram. By the time I look at something on Instagram, my daughter's looking at me like I'm a 92-year-old man. She's like, I was laughing at that 2 weeks ago, bro.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't have the same algorithm she has on TikTok. So she's in the cool hip from the future TikTok. I'm in the, hey, let me sell you some socks and a good dad joke TikTok. Okay?
Now, this I would buy.
Has all the cool fun stuff.
This I would buy. If I could say to TikTok, I would like that cool hip younger algorithm. Can I trade my silver haired algorithm in? I would buy that. Wouldn't you
rather? All you have to do is give a 17-year-old, give your son, the TikTok for like a week, and you'll be cool.
He'll fix it.
It'll change everything.
Oh, yeah, he'll fix the algorithm because it learns really quick what you're into, bro, like real quick.
Oh, that's disappointing. When I think about what I see on TikTok now, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
it's all your fault.
It's all my fault.
It's the way the internet works, right? So the internet, if you look at my Twitter or my Facebook, they think that I'm a 71-year-old white man that lives in Los Angeles or New York City. I get ads for old dating sites. I get dads for...
is that because you do that on purpose, or is that just who you are?
Oh, I did that because I don't want them selling things to me. I like to know what they're selling me. So when they're selling me old stuff, I know that they're going by my age and my location. Yeah. You know what I mean? They think that I'm Owan from
actually.
LA,
I have to say it works because I really enjoy TikTok. So they're obviously picking the right videos for me. I might not enjoy Henry's TikTok because it would be for a young guy.
Yeah, their algorithm is impressive. It is impressive technology. Good.
Yeah, is it the best?
Scary.
What and how is Snapchat still in the game? Didn't Instagram kick Snapchat's butt with their stories and all that?
Did you see this
on my phone?
What? Didn't see it, right? That's the point, because that's why Snapchat is so cool. The kids are on there because they're putting up stuff that they don't want people to see, and it goes away.
Okay. And TikTok's the exact opposite. It's stuff you want everybody to see.
Yep.
So I should never go to a second location? Is that the rule?
That's the rule. Never go to a second location.
Okay, I'm learning.
That's the rule.
And honestly, you live in a life of bringing everyone to a second location. You run a show where you bring guests to your location all the time, Uncle Leo. You're playing the game and don't even know it.
I'm playing the game and I don't even know it.